One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Merkle Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
I went around that truck and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkel.
I'm Brian Shipper.
I'm Johnny Kilowatt.
How are you doing, Johnny? It's nice to have you aboard. Johnny Kilowatt is here. If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, or if you'd like to have a conversation with these pleasant people about your experiences on the road.
No, no, she must be talking about the guests.
I am.
Keep going.
Go ahead and contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the HammerLaneLegends.com webpage. Hit the contact section. Get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. Shipper, buy me a coffee. Would you buy me a coffee, Ship?
No.
I know.
Don't drink the stuff. Buy me a coffee. Keep us fueled, keep us caffeinated at buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane. Virtual tip jar. If you like what we're doing, what we call a show, have at it. If not, thanks for looking.
It is.
Anyway, on to the show.
On to the show.
We have guests.
As everybody can see, we do have guests, but the podcast audience can't see that.
Well, it sucks. Then they should go to YouTube.
They should go to the YouTube and watch it. They could see the lovely ladies that we have in studio with us.
Yes, it's finally not a sausage fest in here. And I'm lazy.
Tanya.
I figured I'd throw one in instead of you.
Alyssa.
Alyssa and Tanya. And it's nice to have you ladies here. Thank you so much for coming in. It really is a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for making the drive.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
And bringing the cookies. Yeah.
And definitely bringing it. Very good. So far, it's the highlight. Along with seeing you both.
Standard order of 5 dozen every day or Saturday.
Yeah. I know.
It's like, I'm only happy if they brought the cookies.
Right. Like, yeah, you know. You just
think, you know, your electric car there, if you get one of those easy bake ovens, you can make it on the way out.
There you go. I could do that.
Screw the light bulb in.
All right. Well,
probably slow them down on the highway.
They're going on my efficiency. Right? Run out of electricity. Stand there side road with an extension cord. What do I do?
And here it is, true to form. We bring in guests for the show, and we talk. It's awesome.
You're running this show.
Oh,
we're just here.
Yeah.
I know. It's awesome to have you.
Yes. You keep telling yourself
Shipper's here for the looks. You know,
he
makes us all look good.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
I make y'all look good and sound better.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You're fantastic.
I'm quality control.
Anyway, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Tell us how do we know you? How do you why are you here on Hammer Lane Legends? I mean, this is a trucking podcast about people in the trucking industry. Oh, are you in the trucking industry?
Oh, that's smooth.
I know, right? See how I just kind of segued that in, you know?
Well, hello. Yes.
Howdy ho.
Heidi ho ho, Shipper Dipper. You know, that's my nickname. I have.
You've got your own nickname, dude.
Apparently, I got many.
Awesome. Oh, he's got a lot from what I hear at work.
Most of them are very nice. Should we start alphabetically?
We can't say half the words on here.
Yeah,
so.
Right on those.
Yeah.
I came into Pitt, Ohio back in 2005 of September when Mr. Paulus.
2005 of September?
Yeah. Yes. Barefoot, nice.
She's British.
Yeah. Back in the day, you
know, year, day. Month, day.
I had a delivery. I was working for DHL, those little yellow banana wagons.
Yeah.
And there was a cookout, and Mr. Billy Paulus was doing his grilling stuff, and
he
awesome.
Was
and
Billy Hanna.
Billy Hanna. Billy
Hanna. He's got a name for everybody, you know.
He does.
Bill was doing that.
Yeah, I come up with him like this.
He could smell greatness, and I didn't know I was pregnant.
He could smell greatness?
From his
food. Oh.
Oh, okay. Yes, I was going down a different road.
Yeah,
there.
I've walked past Paulus before. I never smelled greatness.
That ain't the smell I'm getting. Oh, no.
He just had the barbecues just smelled so great.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
So, he seen me and, you know, making the delivery and stuff, and he offered me the chicken sandwich, and I ended up applying for
The food was so good.
The food was so good, it made you stay.
She came for the food and got a job.
Right, there you are.
I actually literally did. I was with DHL, and I said I didn't want to be with
them. They got food.
I'm out. I'm out, and I found out I was pregnant then.
There you go. That worked out well.
Yeah, it really did, because then a few weeks later,
you gotta talk in the microphone.
A few weeks later, I was interviewed by
Mr. Usually
Engler.
Yell at him for it.
You can literally take the microphone out and hold it if you want.
Yeah,
it'll make it easier for you. Don't worry, that's okay. Yeah. We're very
just pull that right off.
You're
there,
doing a fine job.
Boy, keep pulling.
So you came in from DHL.
Yes, I did, and it was the food that got me in, and then I was stuck.
What does DHL stand for? Do you know? I haven't worked. I don't know. I really don't. I'm asking.
I don't even recall.
Sounds like a trick question.
Yeah,
I know, right? But it's
dedicated
like,
HR logistics.
Something dedicated HR logistics. Yeah, they're out in like the.
Isn't it?
I think they're German, aren't they?
Yeah, they're German.
They're a German firm. Yeah,
Deutsch Holland logistics, something like that. I think because they were from Europe. That's all.
Right.
That's Parfenugen. That's German. Somebody watch the VW commercial.
They're over here. Anyway,
continue.
Back to Tanya.
Yes.
And Alyssa's like,
what did I get into here?
From the start.
Alyssa's like, I baked cookies and drove for this.
It's all in the paycheck.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, there's a paycheck.
wait a minute.
Wait.
I've been on here quite a bit. I never got paid.
I've been on here for almost 5 years. I haven't gotten paid. What are you talking about?
This guy's out here 6 months. Now he's ready.
Yeah. And it only cost him $94 to drive his car.
Right.
$94. Yeah.
For a year.
Oh, damn, here we go. What? No. Well, I put 10,000 miles on the car almost. I've only spent $350 to charge the car. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about electric cars.
Johnny Kilowatt's at it again.
Mm-hmm. Too, but it's mostly at my house, and that's cheap.
His wife will end up stopping at the Wawa. That's a supercharger.
Anyway.
Back in, so I did.
This is going to happen a lot.
Yeah,
it
is. Yeah, we get derailed.
We're a lot.
Yeah, we're like three ADHD kids. You know what I'm saying? And the Ritalin's not working.
Shiny. Hey,
we're like a bunch of kittens, and someone shines a laser over there. What?
Yeah.
Well, I was one of those office broads in the morning. I did the appointments and stuff, and then I just got tired of the office, and I asked Mr. Engler to
do some driving. So he put me in the Sprinter van, and it was me, Kim, and Nick that did the Sprinter. There we had three Sprinters at that time, and
you were one.
I was one of them. I
now we have quite a few of them. They all just sit there.
They all just sit there now.
Do we really have Sprinter?
There's like four or five of them.
There are those white things that are parked next to the snow.
Sitting in the yard with four wheels on them.
I know we have the vans.
That's what those are.
Eddie takes one down to Baltimore every week.
I didn't know we had any drivers. I've never seen them. I've never seen the guys once in a while.
It's only Nick now.
I mean, we've invested in the vehicles.
Right, they're already paid for.
They look pretty in the yard.
We're waiting for the driverless setup to get hooked in.
You know what I see them using them for? To go buy the stuff for the cookout.
Yeah, they're always parked by the cookout getting bread and soda out of it.
It's helpful. Anyway.
Anyway.
Back to Tanya.
Yep, back to Tanya.
It's all right.
Hopefully we get this out of the way that when we interview you, it will be seamless.
How much time do you guys got? Are you expected home anytime soon? The day or next day or two? I mean, it might be a while because we're easily distracted.
Anyway.
Back to time.
Okay, now we'll try.
So you asked Bill Engler about coming in and doing some driving.
Yes.
Billy boy.
As a Sprinter driver.
Sprinter driver. And then I wanted to go bigger. So, I
couldn't do the Sprinter driver because... Look at me. Do I look like I sprint anywhere? Nope. Can't do that.
Listen, it was very
fake hip.
So does she. Wow.
I know, that's right.
Mine's ceramic though.
Yeah. So hipsters.
Okay, that's right. We're hipsters.
Yeah, the bionic duo here.
I know, right?
Yeah. Which side? Left or right?
Mine's right.
Yours is right. Yeah. Can't enter the three-legged race with two hips.
Yeah. If we fall over, we're near gonna get right. Whoop. Well, I broke it. Oh, well, that sucks.
Get the other one.
When they fall, they fall left and to the right. Or back and to the right. To the left. Forward to the left.
And then slide to the right. Yes. All right.
Soon we'll get that answer.
We will.
Yeah. It's alphabet soup. Decode this. You'll understand.
So let's try again. How long did you drive the Sprinter van?
Well, with the Sprinter, I did it for a little under a year. And then I decided to go with, at that time, there was a gentleman that worked there by the name of William Heyer, and he was a trainer to do the straight truck, so I decided to go up to do straight trucks. That was God in like
who's Bill Heyer?
Bill Heyer.
William Heyer.
I remember him.
I don't remember.
He's not there anymore.
No, he retired back in like 2011, 2012, 2013 maybe. But
So he's been retired for a while.
Yeah. So he was a driver for a while, and I just rode with him and Dave Stauffer and those big Kenworth straight trucks.
Kenworth.
I think Kenworth.
Were there doggies in the back?
They're doggies. They're doggy kennels.
It's Kenworth.
The big Kenworth, that big old truck. That thing was
big.
And just awkward.
If anybody gets hot, you can turn that little fan on over there behind Alyssa. If anybody else is not that one, we're not going to turn.
At least
the
you ask about turning on the heat.
Yeah, well, are you hot? Are you cold?
No. No, I have hot flashes.
She's running about 197 right now. Okay,
I get hot flashes too. I don't know why, but
I'm fat. I'm just hot all the time.
You are hot all the time.
There you stop.
Oh, no, it is warm.
Really?
Stop, you big sexy cream puff.
I got three words for you.
Yeah. Don't say them. Not on the family podcast.
Oh, Lord. Love it.
So you drove the Kenilworth.
The big old Kenilworth.
Drove the Kenilworth over to Kenilworth, New Jersey.
we're so terrible. Just teasing with
It's fine. It's totally fine because I always called it the Kenilworth. I don't know why.
It's funny.
I don't know why.
So where did you?
So Ben said I'm going to listen to this then, and I'm going to be like
Benihana, the sous chef
at Pitt. Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
Benihana.
He came for the cookout and stayed for the job too. You know? Right.
It's a good thing, you know.
It is. This is how we get everybody.
But not enough.
Well, some people.
Yeah, some. Now we have Furman that does it. So Furman Ruiz. Oh, you guys.
He's one of them new people.
Oh, is he the
I'm not sure what nationality.
He
brought that. He was doing it for a while.
Like he does that at home and stuff.
And then he brought it in. So that was pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, that was really. I think he did the last cookout.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, that was nice that you know they do that stuff
anyway
for us. But yeah.
So where did you drive when you were driving the Kenworth?
Kenilworth, please.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Mike.
Kenilration?
Englewood Cliffs. Ooh, like Fort North Lee, Jersey. Weehawken.
North Jersey.
All right.
North
yeah,
Jersey.
Yeah.
Crappy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. I still remember. I think it was Englewood Cliffs. I was going to the one hospital, and I was in that truck, and I still didn't take my test yet. I was still training, and I was on a hill like this, and I just I was so afraid because there was no other way for the trucks to go, and I just was so afraid on that steep ass hill.
Yes.
Yeah, you can say that. It's okay.
Yeah.
That I was so afraid of like losing it that I just plummeted it through. We get to the stop.
All the crap's laying over.
It was tilted like this. Thank the Lord that it did not spill because it was hazard. Oh, it was haz. Ooh. So
it wasn't blocked and braced?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
It was blocked and braced this far, but the pallet was another 3 feet tall. And that she was and the that, she be the leaning tower of Pisa.
Yeah, she be.
So that was, yeah, that from then on, I just always learned to like time myself and be good and
feather that clutch.
Or, you know, it was before the cameras. Just go through the red light.
I'm sorry that you guys have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I don't want to drive. No. Picking my nose or something. Like,
well, they don't look at us. They put those covers back on because I have
so
one of them.
Feel free to scratch yourself. You pick your nose. It's good.
So you, okay.
They gave one of those cameras to Mr. Personality.
Yes, they did.
If he's this pleasant in the office, what's he like behind the wheel?
No, but they're all covered up again.
And then they took him away. They were like, let Chip, you want to ruin it? Let Chip have it.
Yeah, let me add. I'll road test it for you. Yeah, game on.
And then we won't have to worry about it, so we're good.
No, it's just facing out the front of the truck.
Yeah,
okay.
So they can yell at us for falling too close, speeding, mind your lane.
Running a red light. Or
a
yellow light.
Not coming to a full complete stop at us. Yeah, everything.
Oh, my God.
It used to be if you were a driver, if a cop didn't see you do it, no ticket, and you got home safe, you were a good driver.
Right.
Everything was good.
And that's good that those trucks are governed.
Now, apparently, I suck. My thing is yelling at me all day long. I'm not staying in my lane. I'm speeding.
Who yelled at me?
Yeah, the computer.
The
little, it's called the bit in the box. The little rod in the box.
It's a woman's voice.
Or that.
She'll say, like, mind your lane. Or if you're going too fast over speed limit, it'll say
speeding. And she keeps saying it until you slow down.
Or
you better slow down.
She loses her voice.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is if you don't hear it, if it's too long over speed, then you get a video sent to safety and you get 3 days off.
In trouble. Oh, is that all it takes? I could use.
I'm
some
going
time.
Speeding.
I could use some time.
3 days off will get if you. Hit
I need
70.
Some me time. You know what I'm saying?
I'll just speed all night long.
I need a spa day.
The good thing is about the cameras, though. I guess a woman called into the terminal a little bit ago, and about one of the drivers flipped her off.
Oh.
So they were monitoring the camera and stuff to see if he did that.
Well, how would they see it? They can't see the driver unless they see inboard. They can see like a reflection in the window sometimes. That's how they're busting the nighttime guys on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reflection in the.
Because
most drivers are too stupid to turn their dimness all the way down to dim.
Or put it close to the dash and then it's not up on the windshield.
Oh, okay.
Not that I would win safety. I don't do that.
Never
on my phone. Never, ever, ever.
No.
I don't touch it. What phone?
We're professional drivers.
Right. Absolutely.
We don't even carry our phones with us.
Yeah.
It's in my bag
literally.
Underneath the passenger seat.
Yeah. You never get a call from Captain Cranky Pants here.
No, never.
Captain Cranky Pants.
Yes.
I thought that was your
Everybody
nickname.
Has a nickname.
Oh, Captain Cranky Pants. Yeah. I don't remember that when you call in.
Is that what you do?
ETA?
You just lay in bed at night or you go to sleep, think up names.
Between me and Switzer, you need a whole list there.
Mr. Switzer, I miss him.
Yes.
Is he still doing day stuff?
Yeah, he's loving
still
it.
Still over at B-Ron?
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome.
He actually would work on a weekend if they ask him. He says, Mikey, what happened? You hit your head? He says, I love it. Best thing that ever happened to him.
He wants to work on the weekend?
No, so when they ask him, he actually volunteers. Wow. You know, before it used to be, hell no, his phone gets turned off, that's the end of it.
Yeah, maybe you should go see a doctor. There might be something wrong with him.
100%.
Now we got to get back to her.
Yeah, we should.
Got off topic
talking.
Again.
We did.
Mm-hmm. She's driving to Kenilworth, learned how to drive the clutch. Good, okay, good.
She did the feathering, yep. She got that all that down.
Yeah.
She made the load shift.
Yep.
She shifted the load. She did a good job with that.
She's a good load shifter.
She's a good load shifter.
I shifted that pretty good and delivered it off, though, all clear and intact.
Fantastic.
With everything.
shrink wrap intact. It leans a little, but it's still intact.
You know, as they're rolling it away when it's like this, you know, it's but it was right. still right. going.
Still, yeah,
you turn it to them on the square side, you're good. That's,
as long as
that's
they put the
problem.
Signature on the paper, it's all good.
It's all good, yep.
Perfect yeah. delivery.
Sign this before we pull it out of yeah. here. Anywho.
Oh, so yeah, I did that for a while. And then I took the test.
Yeah.
I was in Philly taking the test.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Might have to go to Philly.
Because yeah. Allentown, it was just so filled up and I was eager to take the test soon. So Bill's like, go take it wherever has the soonest appointment. So
that
I went
really
down to
eager.
I would have scheduled it out at Erie or something. Man, yeah. We got to drive to Erie for the test.
I don't want nobody to know how I really did.
Well, that was the thing.
Did you do all right?
No, because
it was Philly. That's why
I was.
You were out of your comfort zone.
I was, and I was talking about, you know, talking to the Eagles.
You were talking smack, huh?
Oh, that's one thing you don't do. You know, you're out in the West Coast.
Anything that's allowed on network television, we're good. It's okay. Yeah, it's yeah. the F bombs that we have.
But yeah. like
the
I
producer
always
puts a beep on it.
Okay,
sort of most of the time.
All right. So, like I say, I just warning you know that my
you're food right. Dakali. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah,
whatever he said.
Italian.
So
is it?
Yeah. So I would always talk crap about Eagles and stuff, and Alyssa knows. I'd always give it to her in the office when I worked.
Oh,
are
you an
office.
Eagles fan? And you're a
Steelers, Pittsburgh.
Really?
Hell yeah.
I don't watch all football. Right.
I don't either.
I don't have a dog in the
play
race.
Play it off like I knew what I was talking about for a second or two. So, football?
Bunch of men running around tight pants, grab each other's balls. That's
not
as far
thing.
As I know.
Yep.
I'm just not into it.
Nope. Anyway.
So yeah, that was like my thing. I took the test. I was talking casually with him, so my hand was not on the steering wheel.
Oh,
so I was
it on his knee?
No,
he's trying to pass the test that way.
No, right. So it was on the stick shift, and he let me drive back, and then he told me he's like, nah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So then the second time.
You could have gave me a heads up.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right. I was, you know, heartbroken and stuff. Hire and I drove back. You know, I got some hard feelings and I went back the next day and I scheduled for Lehighton then.
Okay.
Did it up in Lehighton and I didn't parallel park correctly. That's why I failed that test.
Okay.
So then the third time was Allentown, and I passed with flying colors.
Third time's a charm.
Should have just waited for Allentown. All that freaking time, you could have probably just got in.
Probably, exactly. It was all the roads that I knew. And
you should have just taken it the third time and skipped the first two, and you'd have been all right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to worry about that then. Then I got my license, and I drove number 667.
Ooh, that was close.
Ooh, yeah.
That's
one
what
number
I
down.
Said.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's go what pass,
I,
thank
I
you.
Don't want that truck.
I don't think they actually had that truck.
No.
I think they skipped those numbers.
Yeah.
They did that on the tractors because
yeah.
the superstitious guys
yes.
didn't do it.
No, he wouldn't.
There was never a D666.
Nope.
Or,
wow.
What about
yeah,
1313?
13, man.
I don't know.
If there were a superstitious guy.
Well, there's a 2121. I know that.
Well, that's a lucky number. That's
a yeah, that's sense.
It's only lucky if you win.
That's true. 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where
I figured that's where 1313.
I just figured 13 was a bad number, you know. Unlucky
the Munsters.
13. The what?
The Munsters? Was that the Munsters, right?
No!
So
yeah.
old. 1313 Mockingbird.
Yeah. Mockingbird Lane.
I know it's black and white. I know.
Right. I know.
you know what?
Before JKW's time.
That's because that's how we actually all saw back then. We didn't have color vision in our eyes. It was all we saw was black and white. That's why it just looked normal. You know, that's why all the history movies are all black and white. You know, documentaries, you know, World War II. Because we didn't have color.
Color vision.
Vision.
Back when we grew up, we never saw color.
We were too poor to have color.
I'm not racist. I don't see color.
Right.
Because nothing's in color.
It's right.
I'm colorblind. I don't see nothing.
I'm colorblind. I can't see.
So you finally passed your test.
Finally passed my
test. You come around and you get it done. You just went in there and you powered through and you did this thing.
I did that thing.
And that's fantastic.
And she came back to work and says, I want to work in the office.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah, I did. But Darren was ready to pull me back on the road. He said, no way. No, but I didn't want to do the road. I just wanted to come back in subtly, like slowly again. and get myself weaned back.
Ease on in.
Yeah.
You know, like and like the Wiz, ease on down the road.
Ease on down the road.
Oh, God, you're so old.
I know. I remember the commercials. One, yeah. It sucks. It's my life, man.
Just remember,
I'm only 4 years
you
younger than you.
You brought him in. You brought him in. Anyway.
Anyway,
well, how comes you didn't want to drive?
Just
because there's assholes on the road.
Like my hip issues.
I feel I got you there. I understand that one.
And
it's a lot worse what she does. She's in and out of the truck 30 times a day doing the delivery.
Yes. Forget that, man. No.
And that's why I said, like, I give it to the straight truck drivers. Like,
100%.
You know, they do a lot of work. You know, and inside delivery.
I was going to say, the straight trucks and the Sprinter vans probably do majority of the inside
harder work. Yep.
The right. Sprinter van did not go up to the dock. So there were sometimes we were so screwed on having to take
handled.
Yes, having to hand it and breaking it down. Like there was sometimes
fingerprinting it all, huh?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Breaking stuff down to put into that van.
I bet. Yeah. It's got to be crazy.
The skin's 8 feet tall. It fits. Just break her down. Break it down. Cube it out.
If they only did that with the trailers,
yeah.
We'd only have to pull three a night.
Amen, yeah, brother. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
But some of the stuff we're not allowed to stack.
If you tear the not stack sticker off, nothing's
but
there.
Then you get some nice
little
pictures
paper
of stuff.
Pyramid on the top of it.
Yeah.
Just rip that or take it off. Place it gently to
the side. Tape it on the side and say, please put it back on top when we get to the final destination.
I don't know what happened. The thing's intact.
It was good when I put it in.
So you didn't want to drive?
No.
You had enough of it after taking your test. You're like, okay, I'm done. I did it. Yeah. You know, that's the way to do it, though,
hey,
right?
If she's going to get out, you might as well get out early.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're still trying to get your exit strategy planned.
Right. You know, life might take care of that for me.
So then I started working the dock. Whew, 2 a.m. start.
That ain't good for your hip.
Oh, hell no.
Oh,
heck.
Probably harder on your hip than driving.
It was. It was so hard because of the steel ticks too. Yeah, steel ticks. Steel tips gave me neuropathy and all kinds of it. Like,
plus, she was just leaving the bar at 1:30.
That's supposed to save secrets, okay? Shh. Damn
well.
It. I know, the secrets come out.
I know, they do.
Well, that's what I would be doing. I race back to see if I can get to the firehouse.
What do you mean that's what you would be doing? There's no would be with that with you.
Cleaning crew.
Hey.
Last call. What do you mean last call?
Set them up. I'm getting off the ramp now.
Have them there lined up. Boom, boom, boom. Ready to go.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. All right. So I ended up doing the dock for a little bit. I had I had something happen where I had to go, you know, to the hospital, and that's when I found out I had to have my hip replaced.
Right.
So
that's a wake up call.
That was
you're like when you get that, just side note, when you actually get that, you're like, freaking hey, no kidding, I gotta get it replaced. It freaking hurts like heck.
Yeah.
What are you freaking doing?
Just in like
nobody listens to you.
No. Yeah.
And my hip is killing me, right? And I'm like, I don't know what it is. And they're like, I don't
neither
know.
Do we.
Go to physical therapy.
Yeah, it's
that hurt. Time.
That
literally hurt.
Yeah, it was that.
I was like, this is
so discomforting.
That doesn't make any sense. Just send you to physical
therapy. Well, that's the insurance company telling you to do that. That's cheaper to send you to physical therapy and maybe they'll get better. And then we don't have to pay the $100,000 to put a new hip in the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always physical therapy first.
Yeah. I mean, I had an issue where, you know, my knee was blown out.
Yeah.
Let's try physical therapy. You know, 8 weeks in, we discover we're finally going to go get an MRI.
Right.
And then I get the, well, you can't leave. Your knee's broke. Tell me something I didn't know.
I've been walking on it for the past
and 8 weeks, doctor, bro. And I never forget. They got the doctor. They get a doctor on the phone. I never seen you.
Well, I'm here.
Okay. You know, why? What's the matter? We missed it. What are we going to do? We're 6 weeks in. You know, 8 weeks heals the bone. Well, you can't drive home. Okay, watch me.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Believe me.
Oh, I bet that was, yeah.
So back to you, Ty. Your hip. Your
that
hip
was one of the reasons why they got smoked out in the office.
Well, Alyssa was working. Like I said, I was on the dock, and then something happened where it aggravated my hip. So I had to get hip surgery. So I had to end my time on the dock. And I was out for a little bit of time until a position came available in the office, is what Waylon had said, and came back into the office then in March to meet up with Miss Alyssa and share experience with her. And I knew that I needed the hip replacement, but I didn't get it because I wasn't on the dock. I wasn't doing anything. So I'm like, oh, let's, I came back into the office then.
It'll fix itself.
So that's what I thought. It'll fix itself. It didn't.
Better.
So that was in March. Uh-huh. That was in March of what? 2020.
I know. It happened to you. You let us know.
Yeah. 2022. And I let it ride out, trying to see if I could fix myself, trying to do the physical therapy and stuff. No, it was just so, it hurt so bad. And even driving my personal stick shift car, I could feel it. I was like, nope, I got to do something. So I ended up scheduling to have the hip surgery in March the following year because I had to wait for my time and FMLA because of everything. Just such BS that I had to go through. Just to have this. Always so I scheduled it for the following year.
It'd have been easier for you to go down to Mexico and come back across.
So, yeah.
Just saying.
Hey, just saying.
There's the political summary.
So
I'm a very happy camper right now. You can thank me in the next, you know, it's 6 to 8 months when, you know, you get more money in your wallet. Just saying.
I want your wallet.
Yeah, please.
My wallet never has anything. I know, right? I'm married.
Yeah.
Never even makes it.
Nope.
Damn. But it's amazing. My wallet loses credit cards all on its own.
They just get up and walk away. Yeah. So you finally decided to do the hip thing.
Yeah. And that, you know, that what put me out. I was out for a while. Yeah.
Did they do the posterior, the anterior? Or
it was
the
posterior.
Go through your buttock.
Yep. Had to do that. So I was out for a bit of time and, we were kind of short staffed.
Wait, back up. They did what? They went where to where? Huh?
You can have it done either through the back.
The back, the butt, side, or
in
the
your face.
I actually have it right here.
Yeah.
My scar is right there.
My scar is right here on my butt.
And it's a smaller scar and it takes less time to heal. Not just the scar. The
if they go
thing.
Through the back, they got to cut through the
they
muscle.
They got to cut through the muscle and all. Yeah.
Right. So that's why that, I was that's yeah, why that's why I was out
that's
for
what I'm thinking. If you're on the hip ball, the hip sockets on the side. Why are we going through the back end of things?
I think
that's why you drive the truck around. You're not a doctor.
That was the original way that they used to do it, was go through your because I guess they didn't, I don't know, maybe they just never really thought about going, didn't want to do any damage to the front.
Or maybe they
you're close to things.
I'm just gonna put this in truck driving terms. Well, maybe we have supervisors that never drove trucks before, and this is how we got there from there here.
Yeah. Everything comes around, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Jen Psaki, I know. Exactly. Full circle.
You got that right.
Yep.
So you finally get it all done. You got the hip, and then you're rehabbing.
Rehabbing and coming back to the office. And was there for a few months, and then Miss Alyssa says that she's leaving, and
it was a sad day. It was a sad day for all of us.
Share the microphone with her. How long were you here?
I worked at Pitt for like 7 years.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
7 years, and
the way she made it sound like you were here for 10 days. Miss Alyssa came in and she said she was going. Like
it was 10 days, but in real life, it was 7 years.
And then I left all while she was still out getting surgery.
Wow.
So that's how it worked. All right. Back to her. Back to Tanya.
She gets the shirt. Look at her. She's like, ha. So,
it's so amazing if you have rabid animals, how they can make people get chased away.
Well, that's what that whole Kenilworth is about.
Right.
Yeah. We're chasing the animals.
Yeah.
We're picking them up.
She
was a dog catcher in North Jersey. That's what she's saying. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, I bet they get paid pretty good. Did you ever see?
What are you thinking?
I wasn't going that way.
That was a Jim Carrey movie. Which I want to say it was like.
Should we take time?
Well played.
Good. Well there played. Let's take time out. We'll Google this. Everybody grab their phone.
I want to say it was like 23. Nah.
23 what?
That was the name of the movie, 23 or 13 or something with a 3. Anyway, back to Tanya. Doesn't really matter. that was like a way off the side there. You know, I was like, well, somebody, sorry about that. Yeah, anyway.
That was a real emergency runoff ramp there. He lost his brakes. Like, I don't know where to stop.
You can't pull back. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to pull back on the sticks and just wasn't going up. Yeah. So anyway.
The monitor's saying, pull up. Pull up.
Terrain.
Oh, Sully. Oh,
it definitely goes off the track pretty well.
Alyssa's going, I ain't talking.
She was so quick with it back there. But yeah, so during that time, you know, I got to meet, you know, this Alyssa, wonderful woman, Nicole? Alyssa, and had Nicole. A short, like, time with you. Like, it was about a year or so. Yeah. Then Miss Alyssa decided to venture off into her housewife and... You know,
queen
family
and her cookie baking which are awesome.
Hell
yeah.
You brought some good pizza though too. Thank you.
I didn't make it though.
You just drove.
I know, but I
literally,
but,
just drove.
I know, but it's okay. Thank you for bringing it. That was well needed.
My pleasure.
So yeah, and just being back into the office, I was okay, but I really couldn't handle stress sometimes, and I started to see, you know, a therapist. So talking with this therapist and stuff made me go and get checked out for different things in my body. That's when I found out I had breast cancer.
That sucks.
So I started on that journey while I was working in the office, and everybody leave, because you left before I got diagnosed, right? Yeah. So, like, she left, and then I got that diagnosis. It was just shortly after hip surgery. That was March, and then I got diagnosed in August.
Jeez, of, double whammy there.
Yeah, about it.
So, that in them, I'm already mind crazy driven and just here, there, and everywhere. That really took me to a total different, like, way in my life where I didn't know what to do anymore. Mm-hmm. So, I, you know, just said, in October, take them all off. Let's do everything and go from there. At that time, there was a woman that was working third shift doing, you know, whatever you call my position. I call it dispatch assistant to Nevin. That's what I call it. I help Nevin out you know,
answer the phone.
Answer, yeah.
What door?
She said a bad word.
I'm such a truck driver. I did. What door do you want, shipper? Cut that part out.
So, we'll let him know.
You never hear it. Breathe.
I know you're gonna overheat. Breathe. So,
who?
Erica. It was Erica.
You know, I don't know anybody in our freaking.
Yeah, no.
I've been here for 27 years, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Who? Who?
I lost something here.
I did too.
I'll tell you later. Again, you don't have the flow chart.
I'm sorry. My feng shui is off.
I didn't study.
Doing that, and I had mentioned something to Nevin about doing that at one time, but I didn't really think about doing it.
Right.
But I just mentioned about
kind of like that driving thing, you know?
So I was like, okay, because
she thought you'd try it.
I thought I'd try it when I got back after the surgery and everything that I did, because there was too many people in the office. Sammy came back from the dock into the office, and they hired Quinn.
Who's Sammy?
Sam from the dock. From the dock. So look,
slow down.
Yes,
slow
you're speaking too fast. You got to use some.
I can't listen that fast.
I got to be like Carl Rove here. Where's my whiteboard?
Yeah, exactly. Sam.
If you put it in the context of an old black and white movie,
I'll get it. Casablanca.
I got to be slow with you. Okay.
Yeah, slow the roll.
So.
Flashcard.
It's only an hour show. Speed it up.
Try about where we're at.
So anyway, like, you know, long story short, like, Sammy came back and I got off of my cancer stuff and came right back to work to obtain third shift, which I am on now.
We love third shift.
Oh, Lord, it is a lot better.
Yeah.
It is. You know, don't have a lot.
Yeah, anytime after midnight, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So. Amen, brother. Yes.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Visual.
We are on video.
You're just,
Yep.
Also, yeah. So yeah.
Well, then tell him how you ended up, how she ends up knowing me. This is another 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yes. How I end up knowing Mr. Shipper.
We work in the same place.
Well, no.
That's what I would have gotten.
That's what I thought it was. But I in my chemo, and I'm doing my chemo treatments, which those were 6 hours. They were long.
Wow.
Holy shit. And this wonderful woman, Monica, who was my Monica in my life. And that's what I did. I was
wow, that's a newer one anyway. Yeah, can you do something.
We're only 15 years old.
No, I was 99, I think.
It's not even black and white.
That's on CD form.
Yes, it is.
So Monica was so amazing as my nurse, and she's seen I had something that said Pitt, Ohio on it. And she asked me, she's like, oh, do you know this fella, she says. And the name follows Brian Shipper. Very and I'm like,
fella.
And I'm like, oh, Shipper. I'm like, yep, I know Shipper.
Everybody knows Shipper.
Shipper Dipper. And she, like, ooh, just so much. That's my nickname I give him. I don't know for what it is.
Shipper Dipper.
I pronounce your name wrong on purpose. I pronounce Scott McElroy, McElroy. I pronounce McElroy. I always call him McElroy. My child's father cuts his hair, so I make him say McElroy to him too. But yeah.
Does everybody know everybody around here?
That's what it is. It's seriously, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. So who is Monica?
Yeah, who's Monica?
Monica, Shipper Dipper over here.
A neighbor. It was a neighbor. I guess they lived.
It was my next door neighbor that used to share that driveway with me. We interviewed her husband, Matt, the lineman.
Oh,
that's what I forgot.
Pay attention.
But I forgot about Matt. I'm supposed to know he's married
to Monica. Again, if you would just listen to your shows, you know.
The flow chart. You didn't get the flow chart. Look at the flow chart.
I am here for the show.
Right. Yeah. And she comes to me. Oh, I know somebody you know.
And she had such nice things to say about Shipper, and I'm like,
no, now you know her. You're a liar.
I went like this. I'm like,
you don't lie on this show.
This isn't the same Shipper I know.
Nope, it's not the same Shipper we know.
I'm like, that's not the same Shipper I know.
About your wife?
No, she's talking about me. Yeah. You know, and she's like,
no, she
that
said
guy's
she's
an
nice.
Asshole
she's
at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she's thinking of the Shipper, it must be the Shipper. His wife.
His wife.
But you were thinking it.
I was like, that son of a. Yeah.
Whatever happened to Matt? Is he still around, right?
Yeah, he's still around.
He's still a lineman, right? Yeah, for the county.
Yeah. No.
Him and Glenn Campbell.
Well now you're going back in the 60s, okay?
I couldn't resist.
He's with a different company right now, but he's living a happy life, you know, with him and the wife and the two kids. They're good. They're all good.
Oh, that's right. When you said
last
happy
time,
life.
Last time I seen him, divorced. I went over to drop off his trailer, you know. It was like 6 o'clock at night. 8 hours later, we left their house.
Oh, nice.
It was like 2:30 in the morning. My wife looks at me and she says, we haven't been out this late in, I said, 25 years.
Since we got married and bought a house.
Right.
We don't have to.
Hey, truckers, ever find yourself miles from home and running low on your daily meds? Don't worry, we've got your back. Meet Refill Genie, the telehealth service designed just for folks like us who are always on the move. Whether you're crossing state lines or hauling coast to coast, Refill Genie connects you with a licensed doctor to refill your existing prescriptions hassle-free. No more detours or long waits at the clinic. Just hop online and get your meds and keep on trucking. Use code HLL for a 15% off your order. So head over to refillgenie.com and keep your health in gear wherever the road takes you. It was all good catching up.
Oh, you're done?
What's the matter?
You're done.
You're done.
You're not done.
I've had enough of these people.
You finished your story. I want to know how.
She finished it.
I did.
Well, yeah, but there's more to your life than just that.
No.
Are you cancer?
Once she says no, I am not.
I think everybody would like to know that.
I am not cancer free yet. I am in remissions. I take a daily supplement to control those hormones and everything. Okay. But let me tell you, though, that one pill makes me nuts and crazy. So I always apologize to everyone. I mix You're his fine. Numbers up all the time.
Dislikes it. According to her, I drive 2605 instead of 2506. And it's all the time. It's close.
I don't
starts
take
with
pills.
A two, don't it? Yeah. Shut up.
I don't take pills and I do that. So, you know, you're not in bad
Well,
company.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay.
Or I'm not in bad jump.
But it's so bad because I'm just still fresh out of everything, trying to, you know, get my life back together and just be the Tanya that I used to be instead of like, you know, just
crazy. But you're doing all right.
I am. I'm freaking strong and trying to do it. Yeah. And getting nice haircuts, you know, trying to be like, like I said, I
already have more hair than him.
I know that.
Yeah, that's not hard to do. Really?
Not really. Nope. But mine's natural. So,
yeah. So
I don't shave my head like some guys, you know, mine just falls out. my hair is so happy with me. It's just leaving.
You know? It wants you to just see it from downside.
It's like my marriage. So happy.
Leading from the downside?
Yeah. You know.
Or is she leaving?
Actually, my wife is really nice, which is really good because she has to tolerate me.
But she left.
But she'll be back.
Well, hoping. You know.
Well, when the phone goes ding, okay, she's done with that store.
Exactly. Well, it's all I got to do. Just watch where the bank account's going. If she's still at Redner's, yes, she's coming back. If I don't see Redner's and I see something like Holiday Inn Express, nope.
Yep.
She's not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Anyway,
I am glad that you are doing that. You're at least
absolutely
on the road to recovery.
Yes,
100%. Because I mean, that is what you walk through is just horrific.
Yes, because I'm always here to give you emotional support. I know exactly what to say to you all the time.
You give people emotions, that's for sure.
Brian Shipper is the emotional support animal at Pitt, Ohio.
You have a problem, you come to me, your problem will be solved.
Yeah, right. He's a safe space. Yes. Yeah.
We're all in trouble if that's
it. Well, you got that right.
Yeah, when she was first starting to grow her hair back again, I used to call her Chia Pet.
Yeah. I was to Chia. And I'd be like, yeah, look at it. He's
such a nice man.
I know.
He really is.
But you know, seeing that and hearing that at 6:30 or what? No, 4:30 in the morning.
Well, no, I was doing two at that time. So he's like, you know, almost last call.
Yeah.
1:30.
What do you mean he was doing two at that time?
Well, I had to work late this whole week.
Except for last night.
Yeah, because I didn't steal one of your runs. They had to work. Mm-hmm. That actually threw him all
see,
the
it's time. Just, it's his fault.
Play I told Mike. You that. You know, they got to afford the senior guy more mileage.
Yeah.
That's why I just want to pass it
it's
on.
It's all his fault.
That's right.
It's all your fault, bro.
It always is. I'm
just,
married.
Just take those hazelnuts.
I know, no right?
What the hell happens in the house? It's always my fault.
It is, yeah.
I'm leaving home.
Yeah.
Somehow I did it.
He's too busy on the garage, you know, charging up the kilowatt car.
Michelle's walking around collecting the garbage from all over the house, right? And she's stuffing it in the garbage can downstairs. I finally walk over. I'm like, are you trying to tell me something about the garbage out? Like, just say it. Just tell me.
Well, if you just pick up your garbage and just put it in the garbage can, you know, she wouldn't have to pick it all up.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how much garbage I put in the bathroom garbage can? Zero. Do you know how much garbage I put in the bathroom garbage can downstairs? Zero.
But are you responsible for taking the garbage out?
Yeah.
Then that's your garbage. Enough said.
Whose name's on the house?
All right.
Right.
Hers.
Okay, well, it's her garbage.
It is her garbage. And now we're back to Tanya.
And now we're back to here. But I'm passing.
It is good that it you're. Is. And we're going to keep praying for you. You're going to get better. It's all going to be all right.
Yes. Yes, it will be. Mm-hmm. I'm passing the mic off to Miss Alyssa.
Miss Alyssa.
Yeah.
And that's your turn.
Yeah. Hey. Yes.
So go speak. What's your deal?
What do you want me to say?
Anything you like.
How did you wind up at Pitt, Ohio? Let's start there.
Was it a prison sentence? 7-year stint?
So
it's what happens.
3 to 5.
Yeah. I started part time as a scanner downstairs. And then maybe like after like a year and a half, then I was full time upstairs in the office.
And how'd you like that transition?
I liked it.
Well, she was alone when she was down there scanning.
Right. That's the beauty of it.
But that's the, yeah, exactly.
No, I liked it.
The scanning, yeah.
It was okay. No, everything was fine.
Well, what made you want to go full time at Pitt, Ohio?
Well,
she had nothing else going on.
Yeah,
like, we're all there for the money, man. The money.
Well,
I don't know what it pays in the office.
Got
maybe
married.
I should quit and go to the office.
It doesn't pay. My wife worked in the office. It does not.
All right. Would you let her? It's her story. Let her go.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what's the time?
No, I had just gotten married and, you know, who doesn't want full time? So
true, yeah.
The money and the benefits and. So, yeah, I was pretty happy when Waylon offered me full time.
Yeah, 100%.
And then she started working full time.
Then she's like,
and she wasn't so happy about full time.
I'm not sure why I was happy about this.
Yeah. Moment that's of like silence. A wounded dog. Heads going. Yeah. She knew.
That's like sitting in a bar at 2 a.m.
And then she knew. 2 a.m. I got to go home.
We're just going to have a moment of silence for everybody.
It was just all downhill prayer. From there.
Right.
It's usually how it goes. You start, and then it goes downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Roller coaster.
And then you just stay.
Roller coaster.
No.
Roller coasters go up, and then well, sometimes it's always just down.
Sometimes you just got to let it go off the track.
Going down.
I think Mike is saying there's no upside.
No.
Yes, there is.
Like it sometimes.
Retirement.
Mike, there's always an upside. Get out.
What was your position?
That get you out.
Like, what did you do? Like, all the bills and everything?
Was that the scanning thing?
No, when she came up and she was in the corner.
Oh, they put you in the corner.
Yeah.
She was in the corner.
Yeah, checked in the bill.
Which well, corner?
You don't ever back baby into the corner.
Which corner?
Well, there you go. The corner down. The 80s were moving up a little.
The corner down by Ben or the corner where Darren
black
is?
Black and white. Not even a hint of black and white.
No. However, one of the actors in his
is dead.
Dead.
So. Hey, you know.
Okay,
no. No, I think I started off just doing like the delivery receipts and typing in the manifest, and then I learned the bills, and then I learned the window. So I kind of learned everything upstairs.
You were always at night, though. You never worked during the day, right?
No, always second shift.
That's a good move.
Is
yeah.
It?
Was it?
I don't know.
I was going to say that's when all the nuts come out. Look at us.
That's the point, but you know. So how did you like it? How, as you were learning this, as you're progressing in your career at Pitt, Ohio?
I liked working there. I think it's a good company to work for.
Yeah.
And
Mike doesn't think so. He thinks it's all downhill, but I agree with you.
I didn't say that.
I heard that.
It just feels like it sometimes.
I know it does. If it's all in good humor.
Yes. Yeah. It is a good company.
It is.
It's got its moments. Maybe the moments
well,
are a lot.
It's the trucking industry itself that has. It's
sometimes just, you have to be flexible, and she's tired of being the rubber band.
You can't call an extended period of time a moment.
A moment?
Like the past 27 years. You can't call that a moment.
In the grand scheme of the universe, it was a moment.
It was a moment. Yes, there you go. Yes, 100%.
Yeah, you were there only 7 years. Me and him, we got 20 years on you there.
But that don't mean nothing.
Our moments were.
So that just means you're a lot stupider.
I just heard.
I never said I wasn't.
Why is like, you know.
Eight, I think. I don't even know where I'm at with the senior.
You're one above me. Whatever you are, I'm one below you.
Yeah, it changes all the time because of the daytime. I don't know. I think I was eight. I don't
know. So what he's saying is, princess. Stay on the day shift.
Johnny Kilowatt.
Kilowatt.
Yeah, now I'm a princess.
I change it up. We got to use all the names.
Where's my crown?
Ooh. Next week, bro.
Yeah, I'm coming in a Burger King crown.
We're getting a tiara.
Ooh.
We're even going to use the big word.
Yeah. Tiara. Wow.
I don't know how to spell it, but.
Tiara.
Era. Anyway, back to Alyssa and our regularly scheduled programming. So you enjoyed working at Pitt. Did you ever think about driving? I mean, that's serious.
No.
Hell no.
I can answer that for her. Hell no.
It's a trucking company.
You have her peanut butter cookies? Hell no.
Yeah. And they were good.
Yeah. I know.
Hell no.
Hell no.
You don't put that, something like that, that can make them on the road? Come on now.
No, Doc. No driving for me.
That's it.
No?
No.
You like the office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah, it's good.
Well, she liked most of the people.
Well, we all like most of the people.
Yeah.
Right.
We all like some of the people.
I like some of the people. Not most of the people. Most is a strong
that.
Word.
Yeah. Most would imply more than one.
I think our office personnel are awesome. And I just would want to make sure I'm going to get my paperwork on.
How's that working out for you?
Not so much a lot, but you know, we're trying. It's not always their fault. When the Maven is down, I get it, you know.
Yeah. Or somebody just pulls a plug at the pole.
How do we do all without the stupid freaking Maven?
Almost. I don't know.
The bad word.
We've been Maving it all this time without it, but you know. We have to get up to the woke society of the 2023.
We do.
Enough said.
Yep.
Enough said. Anyway, so what happened after that? You saw the light. You got hit in the head, and you realized you had to get the hell out of here. Yeah.
Phenomenon.
Great phenomenon. Yeah.
Well, that's from phenomenon. The 90s. It's all right. You're moving right? Up. I'm impressed.
We're just
here.
Moving up.
He's, you know? He's got a new Netflix account. He's working on it.
I enjoyed working there for 6.5 for the 7 years. I'll say.
Right. Oh, I'll go with that.
No, after a while, it's.
Once you see the writing on the wall and in the dirt and on the parking lot, then you know it's time.
And she's ready for, you know.
Well, yeah, so now I'm knocked up now.
Well, you got married first, so, well, you know.
Congratulations on getting knocked up.
But, you know.
She's got one in the oven.
She's got the ovens cooking.
The cookies weren't the only thing cooking.
Oh, yeah, that's a surprise.
Well, congratulations.
That Thank is you. Awesome.
Yeah, good.
Congrats. Is this number one?
Yeah.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not really. It's a lifetime commitment. They don't tell you that.
No, lifetime is strong. 18 years.
Oh, no, it's a lifetime. Mine are all grown up, and it's still a lifetime, bro.
But
I love them, and it is great. It is, and I'm really happy for you. That is really cool, man. That is
Your
really cool.
daughter's 18.
She is 18.
Holy crap.
Wow, 18. How old are you?
You don't ask a woman that, man.
I'm only 41. It's, but still,
she's
I'm
a friend. Old. It's Tanya.
I'm old. 41. Oh, God, 41. So young.
My son is almost 40. He's 39.
Oh, wow.
Which one? Yeah,
Tony.
Which
one? Which one?
Well, Jack, you have to.
I do. Jack I mean, is.
Jack looks like he's 12 years old.
He does. Because he's like, that's all. He didn't see me do that.
He don't produce the show.
He doesn't matter. Yeah, he's not your producer anymore.
What did he produce? He doesn't even listen.
Anyway. Now that you left and so you're are, now so with you left, child.
Did you leave with the idea of starting a family? Was that what you know,
yeah. So
that's cool. That's awesome.
I just kind of live a boring life now. Just
that's
like
all right.
Oh, God, I would love to be bored.
Just a stay-at-home dog mom, housewife.
Fantastic.
Don't worry. We'll call you in about 9-10 months, and you're gonna say, "I gotta get out of here."
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah. No, I was listening to the one podcast, and I think her name was Erin.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I was a stay-at-home mom, and now I, you know, work full-time. And she was like, I don't recommend it. Don't
be a stay-at-home mom. Well, and I'm like,
yeah, I left so I can be a stay-at-home mom.
Well, that is really cool. Is your husband excited?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
But, so we found out we're having a girl. So
oh, that's exciting.
He said that it's going to take 15 years off his life, so.
It will.
Ajay, you have a daughter, too?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
And it kills you.
Yeah. I have a dog.
I wish I did. They're so much easier, and they die at 14.
What, the kid or the dog?
Gotta get a new one.
The dog.
Oh.
If your kid's dying at 14, you're not getting that Father of the Year award.
No, no, there could be issues.
You gotta at least get them to 18. Then after that, it's their problem.
Yes, then they're on their own. No, that is really cool. That is really. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yep. Yeah. Congratulations. Thanks. When do you do?
March.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. I mean, any month is a good month, but March is it's like springtime, so it's, you know.
Well, think about I mean, this. Think about this. I'm gonna go thinking in a woman's head. At least she got pregnant. Yeah, okay. Now she's gonna appreciate this after you shut
we're
up.
We're all gonna appreciate it.
Okay. At least you got pregnant, and you're gonna be going through the winter spring. Not okay, that it was the dead of summer, and you're hot, you know, 25 seconds from now, and then you're freezing cold, and the temperature, the adjusting knob's all goofy.
She'll be able to stay inside during winter
time. Right. And if she feels like she's hot, then she just walks out, takes the garbage out, and she's okay.
I think that was like a caring moment.
Right. That's the best
that's
I
about
got.
As much as you're going to get caring.
That's the best I got.
That was your Hallmark moment brought to you by Shipper.
You get a job in HR.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Hey, I got the name.
If it ships.
If you go by initials,
if it
ships. Oh, yeah.
Just saying. But some people might find me a little abrasive.
I told you he was a support animal. He's awesome.
It's like getting a Wolverine as a support animal.
I always used to ask Sean when I worked there. I was like, we should get an office dog. But I guess Here he is.
Well, you're going to go there?
That's a big dog.
That is, man. I'm not cleaning up after him. I'm not walking him.
That's the first.
You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
I know, right?
At least three
Let's
people.
Let's try it.
Oh man.
And what kind of dog would that be if you were gonna get one? As long as you don't say bulldog, you're okay.
A Great Pyrenees.
No, I don't know. Any dog, I guess. Just
any
Jimmy Edelman brought in his big dog.
What kind of dog does he have? Does he have a Great Dane? That's what I thought he did. I thought he had a Great Dane.
Oh,
he
yeah.
brought in a so Dane. Mine's not so great.
I have a York
to
He's
work.
Like this thing.
To work?
Yes.
Like to take the work and with
the,
him?
To drive to West Middlesex?
Was what, it? In his
no,
truck?
I think it was personal.
No,
was
this he came to
bring your
cookout,
pet to work day?
Yeah, I missed that day.
I didn't know we had bring your pet to work day.
Right.
When does that happen?
That was during the cookout.
Oh. The cookout days. Bring your pet to work day.
Remember Ernie Bohart came back from one of his runs with a stray dog he found at the truck stop?
And no teeth.
Yeah. Did you know Ernie Bohart? Was he there when you were
no.
working?
No, he was dead. Oh, yeah,
he got so angry one night. His idea to let his frustration was he yanked his false teeth out through out the window. He's going down the road. I couldn't breathe when he came back and he was telling me that. I got so mad I threw my false teeth out the window. And I thought it was like something that he would just made up, but no, he physically threw him out the window. He got so, and then his wife yelled at him because he had to go get a new one. Oh man.
Oh yep. God bless
and
then him.
And people wonder why we drive truck for a living. It's fun.
That was a result of not riding up your truck for exhaust leak.
I think somebody just stuck the hose inside.
Just no saying.
Leak. It was on purpose. Oh, my word. Wow. So you're due in March.
Yep.
Your husband's excited. You're excited. You're going to have a girl. Do you have names yet?
I have a name picked
Alyssa
out.
Junior.
No. No, we're not telling anybody the name yet, though.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's a surprise that you know.
Yeah.
At least you don't have to do a gender reveal party.
No.
Wait.
No.
I'm sorry.
Watch the videos?
We did just me and my husband and my dog. We got like a little dog cake and she.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Your dog's fine. Adorable. I'm on Facebook. I love your dog.
Yeah, she's our first baby. But.
What kind of dog is she?
Golden Retriever Lab Mix.
Oh, Golden Retrievers are awesome. I had a Golden Retriever St. Bernard mix.
That's a big
she
dog.
She was awesome. She was like, when she sat down next to me, she was like that.
Damn.
Yeah, she was awesome. But anyway. Oh, that's beautiful.
I got a Morky.
A Morky?
Maltese and Yorkie mix.
Oh, one seven of pounds tissue boxes?
Yeah, 7 pounds of pure annoyance.
There's a snacks for them, too. Or a Scooby snacks.
Ruh-roh. Hey, Mike.
It's well, great, though.
As long as it fits in the Tesla's glove compartment, we're okay.
He does. He actually fits right in the center console.
Right in the cup holder.
Right.
No, he actually fits in the center console. He's so small.
Wow. So you're going to have a baby.
We've heard that.
Recapping this, trying to figure out where we're going to go next with this.
He's circling
What's
around.
The next question? What should we ask her, Shipper? Are you going to come back?
No.
No. Don't. Maybe to visit, but.
Well,
no. Yes.
It's a nice place to visit, but you don't want to work there. No. Just saying.
I feel you, man. I do
miss some people, though, and the drivers and.
Well, the drivers are awesome.
Yeah.
Especially the road drivers.
Not all of them. Yeah. Some of them are nuts. Yeah,
some of them get cranky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Captain Cranky Pants.
Yeah, exactly. Every now and then.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was back when you first started.
They made me
there.
Cry several times.
Really? What do you mean?
You guys never saw me sitting there crying?
That was really? Us.
That was us.
No,
we thought it was allergies.
No, you guys didn't make me cry, but okay. I'm sure you guys rolled up before. I'm just sitting there.
We just thought it was allergies.
I guess we're that
or
you don't pay attention.
Or you're just sitting there going, how did I want to?
And plus, we're not allowed in the office. We're icky drivers since COVID. Get out.
Since COVID 4 years ago.
That was awful.
It was.
This is where I work. Yeah, but you're not allowed to come in here.
They put all the salad bar shields up for them.
It really was a happy time, though. Yeah. I mean, that was the happiest time I've ever had as a driver. It was
on the road.
I've ever had as a driver.
Nobody out there.
Not even having to go in to sign out. I just call them on the phone. Hey, can you sign me out? I'm going.
Yeah, that was.
That
nice.
Was awesome. It's like it's the first time I've ever left at the same time that I was being signed out. Like I didn't sign out and then. As you walk into your truck, somebody stops you, and then you get outside, and somebody stops you, and then you get almost to your truck, and somebody stops you, and then, by the time you get out of there, it's an hour later, and you're like, I gotta go. I'm gonna be late. So it was a nice time. That's all I'm saying. And on the roads, there was nobody. It was great.
Yeah.
We need COVID again. We need COVID to come back.
Yeah, we gotta thin out another 245,000 people could, at least.
Yeah, we could thin out the herd. I agree.
Yeah. Either that or they go back.
I mean,
saying.
Go back. I don't know.
Don't worry, man. We're going to round them all up. Buses down.
Give it another month and a half.
Now they're getting really political, and I was just going to say something about the generational kids.
What were you, really?
Gen Z?
I don't know.
What are we, Gen X? Millennial?
We're Gen X.
What is this? You're millennial? Yeah, you're both millennial.
Aren't they like Zoomers or something they call now?
Are they alphas?
Yeah, I think
it's Alpha. Generation Alpha?
I think so.
That's the newest one? They're like,
well, you better know this.
They're like
you're
little
about
babies.
To have a baby. You got to know what generation she got to be.
The cool alpha name goes to the generation that wants to safe space.
All you got to do is remember the birthday.
Yeah, they aren't alphas.
No, they're not really alphas. They're not living up to the expectation.
More of a beta.
Well, yeah. Yeah, kind of.
I have no idea. I didn't even know it was Generation X until a little while ago when they said the years and when you were born and everything.
I'm like 65 to 85 or something.
All
like
I knew
that
was from the Pepsi commercial. It was the choice of a new generation.
All I know is we didn't have black and white movies.
Well, I didn't either, and I'm not going to go there.
We had a black and white TV when I was a kid.
Unfortunately, I didn't have that.
So everybody had black and white.
My dad's I wanted a TV in my bedroom so bad, and my dad said, "You want one? Yeah. Take that one." And it was the little 12-inch,
like that big,
this big, black and white. Yeah. And then we didn't even have cable; we had the antenna. And if it wasn't turned the right way,
it was black and white fuzz.
that line across.
Yeah,
you want a big screen? Yeah. Here's a pair of binoculars.
I don't even know if I'm watching. Am I watching Transformers or the Golden Girls? I can't.
It's a mix. Tell.
Now I'm thinking your Golden Girl there. Janie Kilowatt.
Just take my one name. I'm getting t-shirts made to say Johnny Kilowatt. Now I'm changing my name.
Better buy a dozen of them because I got many.
I have been called worse.
Alyssa's pregnant.
Yeah, she told us.
She did.
Yeah.
Well, that's not how she said it.
I got knocked up.
I got knocked up.
I was like, I got drunk one night and I got knocked up.
Some wild lizard.
She's not drinking anymore.
No, last time I had that.
I can't do that no more.
No more that.
I'm still stuck on the lot lizard part. I'm going. I'm next thing. I'm going with the.
I heard
the
that
washer
just
fluid.
One ear. I didn't hear that in both.
I learned that from working at Pitt, Ohio.
I learned
a lot of fun slang.
See, lot lizards.
See that?
Commercial and
if you
would have
talked to me more, I could have gave you the whole freaking encyclopedia on it.
Yes, you could. Shipper is the trainer.
That's scary.
Well, my grandfather was a truck driver. So,
is he still alive?
No, he passed away in 2011. But so I kind of grew up.
We should have done the show back then. We could have had him on.
We could have circled back.
We could circle back around.
Yeah. So he would, when I was a kid, he would take me to see all his friends, like his brothers and his nephews. Everybody's a truck driver. So I would. See all his friends and, they'd have their own trucks.
Isn't
and
that cool?
Go, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So I grew up around truck drivers.
Oh, so you're used to the lingo. You're used to the language.
Yeah.
There's no language barrier.
When I was a little kid, I learned a lot.
I bet
a lot
you did.
Of language from him driving his car.
Yeah. Your mom's going, you can't hang around Pop-Up. No more. You can't go to their house. What do you mean?
5-year-old walking around the house.
Lot lizard.
Yeah.
I want a lot lizard. I want a pet. That's not what that is.
Oh, that's great. That is. How long did he drive his whole life? Was he a driver his whole life?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Did he drive for himself or independent? Or
yeah, he drove all by himself. Yeah, he was good.
I would say like rider.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Rider logistics.
Yeah.
PIE?
PIE, yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yep, right up there PIE, on 512 in Bath next to Phillips Feed.
Yes, sir.
I remember that terminal well.
Yes, I do too.
Now let me know where it's at.
And I never worked there.
Nope.
Yes.
Again. Never mind.
Nope. I'm never minding.
Thank you very much.
I don't ever mind. Never. I'm not allowed to.
Well, I got a story going back when you first, it must have been when you first started because it was a long time ago. I walked around the corner and I smelled, this is when you were vaping. And I never knew anybody who vaped before. I walked around the corner and I was like, yeah. I want pancakes. I'm like, that whole freaking night I had to drive and all I could think, because you were smoking, vaping, I think it was maple or something. And I was like, I want fucking pancakes so bad. And that was the first time.
Waffle House.
That's the first time I saw anybody vape. I heard of vaping.
Right.
But that was like, that it could smell that good. I almost wanted to start vaping because that shit smelled awesome.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I could do this.
Yeah,
instead and get of popcorn lung. Yeah. That's all I want. It does smell good.
Oh, it smelled so good.
Yeah.
Maple. I think it was maple. I don't know. Something that reminded me of pancakes.
Whatever it was, man. It did remind you of pancakes, dude. That's all right. Pancakes are awesome.
So I take it you're like not them. Vaping anymore now.
No.
No, you're not allowed to.
Nope.
No more alcohol either.
No alcohol, no nicotine, no nothing.
That's clean living for you.
Christ, how do you get through a day?
I can't even have lunch meat. I can't have nothing fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The alcohol is probably how she got knocked up in the
I know. That's where it all started. It's that sound.
No lunch meat.
Bad decisions.
Yep. That's where they start.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Why can't you have lunch meat?
Thank you, because I'm trying to get there from here.
The nitrites and nitrates.
What did they say? Listeria?
Listeria? Yeah,
oh, well, you can get that from McDonald's hamburger, too. So. I'm not supposed to have
that as a
cancer
patient either.
Oh, really?
I don't think you should have listeria in any person.
I mean,
that's pretty much not good for us, you know.
Damn, I got to throw my can of listeria when I get home.
I know, I just got it. Now you're telling me I can't have
too many people get that, yeah, you know. I was going to say something.
In the herd.
Call in the herd. More.
So what
are you allowed
to
do?
You
got to
do what you got to do.
Clean living.
Basically, yeah.
One
grass out in the field. He's almost.
Single ingredient foods. That's the way to go. Beef. Chicken.
Yeah.
Lobster. Steak. Shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't steak and beef the same thing?
Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of. Because beef could be hamburger.
It's a smaller part.
Oh, okay.
It is a smaller part.
No sushi.
Nope.
No.
Who eats?
No, like weird fishes. Like
do you like
swordfish?
You guys like
you don't
sushi?
Like sushi?
I didn't really like sushi anyway.
I like my meat cooked. I want my food hot. I don't want it like raw.
Yeah, we heard you like it hot.
I do. I like it really hot. You don't like raw fish, do you?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's like weird. I mean, no offense to people who like sushi, but I just
asked a woman, "Do you like it raw?"
Sometimes the show takes a turn.
See, and I'm at this point, I'm the cool, calm, collected head in this.
Well, you're in HR,
here.
So
yeah.
Really,
he's gonna play that card because I make one snide comment.
Oh, okay,
I was like, he's the angel.
He is the safe space.
You see the halo?
There. Yeah.
No, that's just gray hair.
So, what else are you allowed to have?
At least they got hair.
Can you eat the cookies that you made? Like,
yeah.
Are you allowed to have cookies?
Yeah.
Because you should have cookies.
You're saying single word food. I'm like,
that is a single word.
Beer is one word, too.
Okay. Right.
Well, no, if you get technical, peanut butter,
no, that screws it up.
Beer is mostly beer is a vegetable.
Hops,
barley,
right? It's great.
Speaking of vegetarian, hops, barley, and yeast.
Whiskey.
Way to go.
Whiskey. You're getting your grains, dude. See what I'm saying? Liquid.
Yeah, we're giving the
I'm
pregnant lady
my
advice.
Water.
So you can drink beer, whiskey. It's all natural.
Mostly.
Wow.
I never thought about that.
I didn't know about the lunch.
I mean, you know, when my wife was pregnant, we were drinking, she was smoking.
Yeah.
And look how good he turned out.
My kid turned out. Yeah,
nothing to fear here.
That explains a lot. Hey,
I'll tell you what, buddy. My boy, if you think I'm bad, yeah.
That's a point. My mom smoked too.
Yeah, well, I know my mom didn't smoke.
Your emotions
did,
are going to
so
get
mom
hurt.
They're breathing it in.
We nibbled on, you know, the lead paint chips. Yeah, and stuff like
it was
that.
Good. No, it was delicious.
It was.
Especially got a good peel off the
wall.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Nice long one. Dip it. It was great.
Dip it in the ranch. Ranch
that's
sauce.
Got to be tough as a parent. Worrying about everything like that. Yeah. The lead paint. Oh my god! I have a dog, and I worry about him.
But nowadays, we're living in a world nowadays where there is no lead in the paint.
Yeah,
there's
no lead in the gas. It's water based paint.
I would say they pad everything, you know, so the kids don't get hurt. But we're sitting in a room full of padding. So
I was just gonna say, yeah.
But it's for our safety.
They start bouncing off the wall.
Just in case Tanya gets a little excited.
Bing, bing, bing. Ricochet rabbit.
And droopalong.
I don't even get that one.
Really? You know?
Wow.
You're 52.
51. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thanks all the difference.
You're trying to make me older yet.
Oh, all right, Mr. Half a Century.
Ouch. Wow, that really hurts.
That's right. I'm not a support animal.
That's as bad as Javon last week, or is it? No, I started at Pitt, Ohio in 97. I was talking to him one night in the yard. I said, yeah. He said, when did you start? I said, 97. And he started laughing. I was like, what? He goes, that's when I was born. Suddenly, I felt it bothered me all night long. And normally, my age never bought, but that stuck with me. It's that was like a year, almost a year ago, and it's still
out of, every, out of everything that stuff.
Yeah,
give
nothing
me a
else. That's like an extra stitch. I shake it; it's all gone,
except for the insult.
Yeah,
I just listened to that one too.
The non insult insult.
Half a century. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
isn't
it is rough. Yeah, but you know what? It all catches up with you at one point. What'd you say?
That's not helping.
Like, what'd you say?
It's a half a century
well,
plus
look,
one.
You're only at 500. You're only at 510,000 miles.
There you go.
1,000 miles a year. Back and forth.
Yeah, but now that's when you start breaking down in the last half a million. Right.
It is the last half. That's when I lost.
I hope it's
hip.
Not half. That's going to take me like 102. That's too long.
Oh, yeah. That's why I said to my wife, 70.
5 years after retirement, I'm good.
Tops.
Be on shippers, the 10-year plan.
You don't do the million miles?
No. No, I don't. No. What?
No, we're used as a euphemism in life.
We're going 1,000 miles a year of life here.
Yeah, we're
or 100,000, whatever. We're going to be out.
75. I'm good with that.
Yes.
That's a good long life. My dad died at 75. I'm like, okay.
Georgie, though.
No.
No. No, because I don't want to still be
here
at Pitt.
Yeah.
No offense.
He loves it. That's his.
Does he?
That's his. Yes, he's on Facebook.
He's on Facebook? We should bring George in for an interview.
That'd be interesting.
Well, he's more technical savvy than me if he's on Facebook.
Everybody's more technical savvy than you.
My wife said you must be really technically savvy because you're always on your phone. That was her words, not mine.
Well, I only know a couple things, but I do it well.
And he does it constantly. He does it well, and he does it all the time.
Right.
Especially when he sits down on the show.
Right.
That's when the phone comes out. We can sit downstairs and have pizza and talk. Yak, 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 yak. No phone. Sit down up here. Phone.
Boop, 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 boop.
Well, as you hear, watch this. Here, we get this going here.
What time is your husband expect you?
5:45.
Whatever.
Check out that.
See that number?
So are you feeling okay?
That's all.
Everything
I
going
all
right?
Yeah.
Doctor visits are well?
Yeah.
That's it.
You use AOL really cool. yet?
Oh, yeah. With the and cord and everything.
Grandkids. You get along good with your mom and dad?
Oh, yeah.
Your husband get along good with his mom and dad?
That's gonna awesome. Have to because they're babysitters.
Sometimes you don't know.
Yeah.
Grandparents are it's the most awesome thing.
Yeah,
so
my
cool.
mom's still.
Their job's to spoil the shit out of a kid.
Yep. Exactly.
Is this their first one?
Yeah. Every time my mom leaves the house, she goes and gets something.
Yep. That's just the story of my life. Yep.
Amazon's her friend. You could get it drop shipped.
Yeah.
You could get a job at Amazon and get a discount.
Yeah, there you go.
Or your mom could.
Yeah.
Why would she work? Just let her home. She's got cookies to bake.
Her mom. Oh, then your mom can babysit the kid.
while you make the cookies.
Baby Junior Alyssa.
Junior S. Because you know it's a girl.
It is a girl. Right. That's why I said Alyssa. I didn't say, what's your husband's name?
Bill.
Shout out to Bill. Congratulations, dude. That is so awesome.
Way to go getting her knocked up. Go, Bill.
Go, team, go.
Are you planning on having any more? Or, I mean, no, the first one's not even here yet. But.
We'll see how this one goes.
One at a time.
It has a 3-year warranty plan.
Some people have, I want 4 kids. I want 3. My cousin, she knew when she was in high school, I want like 5 kids. She's got 5 kids.
Wow.
So.
God bless her.
Yeah. We'll see. I feel like I'm already a geriatric pregnancy, so we'll see.
How old are you? I'm 32.
Oh my freaking God.
Geriatric. Oh my God.
You're ancient.
I've known my wife as long as you're alive.
I've been married longer than she's alive.
You guys stop bringing these young people in here. We need some more old guys in here. So we feel a bit older people than us. Yeah, George, there you go. George.
We should bring George and Bob. What? Bob Kohler.
Which Bob?
Kohler. That would be hilarious.
That would be funny.
That would be fun. That would be freaking hilarious.
Yes.
That's why it would be fun.
He ran him over? Oh, wait, I missed it. Fun. Oh, okay. I was picturing a car.
It'd be fun. Had a conversation, but we probably split him up. You know, Mike, sit between them.
Get a piece of cardboard.
Somebody has to sit over here and push the buttons.
Get one of those COVID shields. You know.
Oh, there you go.
Salad bar. You know, in case of emergency.
Break glass.
Install glass.
Or use the plexiglass to hit your partner. That's the emergency part.
Before you left, did you put etch your name right in that glass? Alyssa was here.
You should have. That'd have been really cool.
It'll be there forever because we're never getting a new terminal anyway. No,
it's on hold.
You're not getting a new terminal. Then.
We have
It's built.
It's there. It's there, but it's not open.
Time I used to have a problem or concern, the solution would be, well, you know, we're getting a new terminal soon.
I got hired in 97. Bill Engler sat me down. Yeah, and pretty soon, within a couple couple years, we'll have a new terminal. That was in 1997. We still don't have one.
I was just informed that, you know, the field next to us that they're putting that industrial park in, they already started taking down the billboards.
Oh, yeah. I seen that one laying over. I thought the wind took it down.
A 500 says that industrial park will be built
before we're using the terminal. Yeah.
Refurbished terminal.
We have 40-some doors sitting down there we can't use because PP&L screwed up. Not PP&L screwed up.
The other guys.
The contractor screwed up. PP&L won't sign off.
PP&L's not happy.
Because they won't allow electricity. The only electricity in there is wired from our
terminal. They're not putting power to the palace, the lower palace down there.
They're really not people.
Right. And Johnny Kilowatt can't stay there with his Tesla all day.
No.
Can't even plug it in.
No.
I got the hamsters running on the wheel out in the parking lot while I'm at work.
That's
what that is when I walk.
Hey, you hear the
drone. That's why you hear him. You hear the drone. Okay, yeah. That's how it works. Yep. It's fantastic.
Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad she's, I'm happy to hear that she's pregnant. She's living life.
Oh, you're happy
outside of Pitt, Ohio, and she's out. Okay. Yeah. Once you have that, you have the staff of Moses right here.
I don't hear about your staff.
For any kind of traffic.
More of a twig, but
yeah. Who's calling who? How do you get around? Does 31 go to 70? I got to go to Pittsburgh. The turnpike's closed.
That was a sucky night.
Yeah, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah.
Just head west. Yeah. You'll hit it eventually.
Not me. I just, you know.
That's what you always
ask. My road's always open.
Always ask somebody for directions. Head north. Thanks.
Just go. Just go that way and just keep going. I passed a sign that said Columbus. Am I close?
Yeah.
Missed
Cincinnati's 45 miles west.
You're almost there. Turn around. Yeah, great. That's the story of our lives.
Oh, but this not is mine actually anymore. A success story.
It is a
person
success
actually
story.
Left, broke the, story. Broke the mirror off her car when she left out the gate, never looked back.
Yep. And she got knocked up. Not at work. That's the plus.
That is literally, I think, the first woman I've ever heard say, I'm pregnant. No, it's always, I'm pregnant or I'm with child. It's like, I got knocked up.
I still got that truck driver in me, I guess.
It's the
hanging around with all the truckers.
That's
all
right. No more alcohol.
No just less.
Got knocked up at the trailer park.
At the trailer
she's
park.
She's at the trailer park.
Standing
she's
moving with a baby on your head.
They're
going to
put the wheels back
lights.
On the trailers.
Trailer park boys.
I would put it right in.
There you go. That's it.
That's all right.
That's fantastic. It is.
Live in the back of the car like Ricky.
Yeah. You've seen the show. That is awesome.
It's a good show.
That's the guy that we used for a picture for somebody. Hubble. The guy with the glasses.
Oh, the yeah, yeah, Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Yeah.
I know the show. I never saw it.
Oh, like it's hilarious. Well, we just, because Boys. Of the glasses.
Oh.
That was a Canadian show or something.
It was a Canadian show. It still is a Canadian show.
Is it still on?
No, but it's still
Canadian.
That's
why I said it was.
But it still is Canadian. And it's not even black and white.
No. It's like 20 years old, and yeah. It's not even black and
it's
white.
It's not even black and white, and I've seen it.
I'm impressed.
The advancement in technology.
It's amazing what you wind up finding when you're just sitting there clicking the channels one night, and you're like, Trailer Park Boys, what's that? I was hooked.
Yeah.
I was like, I ain't walking away from this. No way. It was hilarious.
It's like a car wreck.
Yeah. It is. You got to look.
You got to look.
You know,
yeah.
The lights, the flashy lights over there, the cops are there, and you see the blanket over the body. And you're like, I got to look.
Yep.
Yeah, everybody's going away. Nope.
It's over.
That's what I sat for an hour and a half in traffic for.
You jerk. Yeah. You got what you deserved. Make me sit here.
And then you got to go to church on Sunday. I'm sorry. I made fun of a dead man.
Shouldn't have said that.
It happens, though.
It does.
I'm quite a few years behind on my confessional.
Yeah, you are. But break slowly into this, okay?
Yeah,
don't just go.
It's a lost cause.
Don't do a shipper thing.
It's a lost cause.
I don't want the church to explode into flames.
It's a lost cause.
Ease on in. Do the whiz. Ease on down, bro. Don't just.
It goes back to that again. We
go back to Michael Jackson.
What? That's why I said, when I go, just turn me into dust and just open up the bag on the interstate.
Shit, what's on my windshield? It looks like shipper. I got shit on my windshield.
And it doesn't fit.
Because at that point, I really wouldn't care.
Yeah, dude, I'm with you on that. You know, when I'm gone, I don't give a crap.
Don't waste the money on a box. Nope. Don't waste the money on
burn
anything.
Burn my butt.
That's valuable real estate that could be housing.
Yeah.
Well, technically is, but.
Yep.
Subterranean.
I have no use for this thing anymore.
Now we get above ground. Yeah.
Yep.
You get turned into somebody's false teeth that they throw
out the window.
Some angry truck driver.
And that's just one of many stories from Mr. Bohart.
It is.
I missed the guy.
So, oh, man. And how.
Went out being Ernie, came back gummer.
He came back with a dog that one morning. He saw in the parking lot. So I picked up a stray dog and brought it home.
Yep, that was Ernie.
That
was a great guy. Mr. I have diabetes, and I'm going to get a Coke.
Snickers.
Chocolate milk and Ho-Hos. All out of the machine at work.
That's trifecta.
That's awesome, Ernie. How's that working out?
Even at the end there, when he was in the hospital and they had to amputate his leg, and he calls up his dad and he goes, hey, I need some money. I came up a bit short.
I'm short on the one side.
That's a funny guy.
Yeah.
That's a guy that's comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a dry humor you have to acquire a taste for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess you could say that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
Yeah. Yeah. You could. Wouldn't be true, but you could say it.
Well, anyway, it's all in your perspective.
It is all in my perspective.
Anyway.
You're correct, sir. You are correct.
Thank you.
Would Mrs. Shipper think?
Oh, you don't want to know.
I know exactly what Mrs. Shipper would think.
That's a bad question to ask.
It is a bad.
What does Shipper think? Well, strap in for another one, folks.
Yep, exactly. Yes.
That show would be beep.
Yeah. Honestly, I gotta tell you this. I'm sitting here one day, like he's talking to his wife, and I had gone out, and I come back in, and he's talking to his wife, and his wife talks just like he does.
Oh,
Mrs.
God.
Shipper. Mrs. Shipper is, she sounds like a nice person, but she knows how to use language.
She knows how to string a set of adjectives together.
Yeah, she does. I was like,
she uses Sam Jackson as her spirit animal, too.
I've never met the woman. And I'm like, that's what I keep saying. You got to have her in. We got to do an interview with your wife. Just get her in here. I just want to sit and have a conversation with this woman because she sounds like she's hilarious and mean. She's just like Shep. I'm like, yeah, yeah. It was hilarious. I'm like, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, just you're trying not to listen, you know, because, you know, you're pretending like you're doing something, but you're listening. And every other word, F and this and GD. And I'm like, holy crap. She sounds like Shipper. They are married.
After a while, you start to sound, and they always say, after a while, you start looking like your spouse or whatever. They used to always say, they just start sounding like each other.
I'm not getting shorter.
Not me, bro.
Michelle's 4'9".
You'd have to lose some limbs before you get as tall as your wife. Yeah, he's really
at the knees. Yeah.
They go into Dorney Park together, they pay for one admission. Get on my shoulders.
She can't get on any of the rides yet. She can't get on any of the rides.
She gets in for free. Oh, anyway. Thank you guys for coming out.
Yes, thank you. This is a lot of fun.
Really was a blast.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, man, it was fun. I hope you didn't mind us too much. I mean, I know we kind of, you know, laugh and get carried away, and but we had a good time.
It's never a straight line in a conversation.
No. No, every conversation circles back around. Everyone.
Circles back, detours, takes the sometimes emergency braking route.
Yep.
What's so. the
thing? Did what?
Something about the Pindle. Somebody's Pindle broke.
How do you know my Pindle broke? What is a Pindle?
Isn't the Pindle the whole thing?
Don't do that. Don't.
The kingpin.
Oh, Randy's handle.
Yeah.
That's not much better, dude. Randy's handle, bro.
Randy lost.
Oh, my God. Get the man to the hospital.
When I can get Randy Frederick to smile, that's a big thing.
I take a pat on the back for that. I'm sorry.
Woody broke his handle.
It fell off. He didn't break it. It fell off.
Right.
Poor Rip. Poor Woody. Strings. See what it says.
That was just this week. He says he was all happy that happened. That his fifth wheel handle.
Dude,
came
I
up.
Got the phone call. How do you use the unhook? The
uncoupler? He said you told him how to unhook the thing. And then he just parks the truck over it. He writes it up. He said, well, I did it in the Maven. And he just parks it there. I said, you know someone's just going to hook up to the trailer, not notice that damn thing and take it out. I said, you got to take it over to the shop. He goes,
that's part of a pre-trip.
That's that Pennsylvania Dutch in him. They don't notice that the handle's not there. Screw them. They deserve it. Have a nice day.
Yeah. I would have been calling you, too, because I would have never known how to unhook the damn thing.
With the button? Inside the cap?
Well, yeah, he has that too, and he said it wasn't working.
Yeah, the air cylinder, he hasn't used it, so it rusted up.
Oh, I don't ever climb it. I use that thing all the time.
Oh, I reach under and grab my...
Do you? He reaches under and grabs it. Pulls it right off!
It's so hot in here.
It is hot in there.
Talking about things falling off, getting her all worked up.
Holy Moses, you could turn that fan on. Just hit the button that says power. All the way up at the top.
Talking about the Pindle and stuff.
Or at the bottom, wherever it's at. There you go. Bottom.
Oh, I feel a breeze.
He's getting his Christmas goose early. Well, now we got the air conditioner on, and we got the air fan on, and
we gotta get her cooled down.
What happened?
Listen, I tell him nothing. And I'm like, I gotta go out.
Holy Moses!
He looks at me. He's like, bye. And I go stand outside.
Well, Nevin's scared. You beat the shit out of him.
God bless him. He's awesome. He's so quiet.
Is he?
Yeah. He's very quiet.
You know what? I drove with him. Definitely. When he was a driver. I had to teach him some stuff.
Back when he was a straight truck driver?
Yeah, straight truck. That was in the beginning.
Did you take out that Kenilworth?
He circled back around.
He did. Oh, 665.
665? A Mac.
Oh, that's not bad.
A those Mac suck. Straight truck?
Yes, those suck. They were so.
We late. Have Mac straight trucks at our terminal?
No, she said we
it
do.
Was a while ago.
I never drove one.
Yeah, because Harrisburg had a twin screw Mac.
Yeah, that was the only one that I knew about was that one out there.
There was a lot of Macs.
I had no idea. We used to have those stupid Mercedes, the smoke machines, and
right. Then they went to the
Freightliners.
I didn't know we had any Mac straight trucks other than that one out in Harrisburg.
There were two Freightliners. I had a Freightliner. 667 was a Freightliner. 665 was a Mac. That was Nevin's truck.
You know, you have to talk into the microphone for people to hear you.
We got her all hot and bothered.
We
boys.
Do, apparently. You start talking. But anyway, thank you guys for coming out. It was awesome having you. Congratulations on the baby.
Yes.
It's fantastic. Merry Christmas. Well, that's a heck of a Christmas present,
it's
huh?
It's going to be Thanksgiving first. Can you hear me on that? Thanksgiving first.
It is going to be Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
In a few days.
Yeah, and then Merry Christmas.
Okay, happy holidays.
Hey.
We say Merry Christmas, MAGA. Mm,
we do? Mike does? Are you sure?
I got a Christmas tree up and everything already.
Already? Okay.
2 weeks ago, I had the damn thing. My wife just couldn't freaking wait.
I'm not allowed. My husband won't let me.
Yeah. Nope.
I like your husband.
Yes.
Very good.
I tried to say no. Wait till you're married
so
longer.
So you mean you get the tree from the angel tree farm?
We don't do real trees.
If I could have carried the box upstairs by myself, it would have been up. But
so when does he suggest that we do the tree?
The day after Thanksgiving.
See?
That's a problem.
That's what Friday is for.
Yes.
That's exactly what Friday is for.
No, you're supposed to be shopping Friday.
No.
No, no, no.
Everything's online now.
Exactly.
Amazon.
Cyber Monday.
It's Amazon's Black Friday week right now.
Yeah,
it is. I know. I bought that chair.
Nice.
I did, and I just put it together.
He bought it just for you.
We put it together today.
Yeah, but right. He made me sit on that little munchkin chair
with that green chair that Mike complained about because
my butt cheeks fell asleep. I didn't get feeling back until the next day. That's how bad that chair was. That one's not bad.
Such a rough life.
It is. I had to turn the massage function on my car seat on the way home.
Oh.
And you wore out the battery.
Oh, here we go. I put a fresh D battery in before
I
came out.
Flying
here.
Right past you.
I was going to say, I had to put a couple of D sizes in there, you know, boop, boop, boop. Okay, it'll work now.
Yeah, you know, he's driving down the highway at 75 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, must have switched something on.
Mike turned on the radio.
Ay, ay, ay.
That was kind of scary.
Why?
Because watching that movie with all the Teslas, what was it?
There's a movie with Teslas?
Oh, Sandra Bullock?
Julia
Roberts, yeah. It was the end of the world thing where
two
like,
bras driving
computers
a self-driving car. Yeah, that makes sense.
And one of the scenes was like all the it was all white, the same color Tesla. It's like, why are they all crashed here? And then she turned around, they're like driving towards her. The computers were going crazy and all the cars were driving. If you ever used a full self-driving in a Tesla, that ain't too far off.
Wow.
I don't use
crashing
it.
Crashing or what?
you're thinking you're going
to
die.
You know, that's technology that has to be better executed.
No, it just shouldn't be there.
No.
I'll drive, thank you. I got a driver's license. I know how to do it.
Did you
I don't
see Demolition Man? This is like imitating art.
Sometimes you just have to thin the herd. You have to thin the herd for the herd to replenish.
That's what she's doing. She's replenishing what we lost.
So she's bringing one in. One of you's got to go.
I don't know. He's got years on us. So
you're out of here first.
I'll check out first. I don't care. I win.
Well, you're on the 10-year plan anyway.
I win. I'd like to go five.
Cut short.
Can I go three?
We should probably sign out.
Yeah, that might be.
We should probably just end this show.
Well, hit stop.
Well, I will.
How long is it?
Hour and a half.
Oh, please. It flew by.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks
Happy Kwanzaa.
Thank you for the cookies. They were fantastic. Sure. You're always welcome to bring cookies or send cookies or ship cookies or however you get them here.
Don't ship them with shipper, though. Cookies won't make it.
Because they won't make it. But thank you so much for coming out. We did have a blast. We had a fun time.
Yeah.
Have a great holiday season. We'll cover the whole thing so that Tanya's happy. Thanksgiving.
Kwanzaa,
Christmas,
Hanukkah. We're going to
New Year's,
all
Kwanzaa,
of
whatever.
Boxing
Day. Whatever other holidays, Canadian Christmas.
Well, here, let me look quick.
I think they just have Christmas.
Oh,
too.
You know what? Let's see what today, before we assign totally out of here.
Nothing going on today.
Oh, no, there's stuff going on today. I have Today is Saturday, 23rd. National Eat a Cranberry Day. Fibonacci Day. National Cashew Day. National Espresso Day. Doctor Who Day. TARDIS Day. National Adoption Day. And International Aurora Awareness Day.
So keep the hammer down and the hammer lays. Have a good night.
1 of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.